This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says three American service members were killed and many were wounded in a drone strike in Jordan. He is attributing the attack to Iran-backed militia groups. They were the first U.S. fatalities in months of attacks on American forces across the Middle East by Iranian-backed militias amid the Israel-Gaza war. The United Nations chief calls for renewed support for its Palestinian aid agency after employees were accused of ties with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
One person was shot dead, according to
The UN Secretary General has called on 9 countries to resume funding for UNRWA, the main unit providing aid in the Gaza Strip. The U.S., Britain, and other Western nations suspended funding to the UN agency after several employees were accused of taking part in the October 7 Hamas attack that ignited the war. In the past week, family members of the hostages and their supporters have blocked aid trucks from entering Gaza at the Kerem Shalom crossing, contributing to the backlog. The amount of aid entering Gaza remains well below the daily average, and UN agencies say distribution has been severely hampered by the fighting and delays at Israeli checkpoints. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Israel's southern border with Gaza was a scene of contrasts on Sunday, with tanks seen moving against a backdrop of flowers in bloom. Two senior officials with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration said U.S. negotiators were making progress on a potential agreement under which Israel would pause military operations for 2 months and